You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Playing at the King's Arms on July 20th with his new album Bravado is Kieran J. Callanan. Hi Kieran, are you there?
I'm right here, Mikey. How are you doing?
Very well, thank you. Now, I'll tell you what's exciting for me is that I'm only just learning all about you. And it's exciting to learn about you.
That's nice.
I'm excited to your new album's just when's the 9th? That's like not tomorrow but the next day out in a couple of days. And your last album,
Minister Smith.
Oh, Adam Housing.
There we go. Let me turn that off. I'm just trying to take in your fascinating persona, my friend, and your collection of music, which spans almost every single love I can imagine.
That's wonderful to hear. Every single love.
I guess so, in a sense, because we all like a bit of love, we all like a bit of pain, we all like a bit of electronic, we all like a bit of guitar, we all like the idea of being able to dress up as whatever we want, we all like the idea of performing as hard and as thoroughly as we can push ourselves to do that, surely. And
absolutely, I certainly do.
And that's what I see as I've been investigating you, Kieran. So. Tell us about what's happening with you at the moment.
Well, right now it's about 7 a.m. in Sydney, and I've woken up a little groggy after flying in from London last night. I was playing shows in Europe. I heard you were just playing Mac DeMarco, actually.
We're just playing Mac DeMarco, yeah.
I played a couple of shows with Mac in Paris and in London, which was a privilege and a joy. But, just flew in from London. I'm feeling a bit jet lagged, a bit groggy, so I'm running down to get a coffee while I'm talking to you, Mikey. But I'm excited because the record's coming out, a video clip came out today. It's all happening. So yeah, it's good to be in the thick of it again. It feels like I've been away for a couple of years, I guess. I haven't put a record out since 2013, so it feels good to be back.
This is quite a record with quite a lineup of guests on this one. A couple of Kiwis, which is nice.
There is, yep.
Connor Moccasin, Neil Finn.
I know. I have to pinch myself.
What was it? What's your connection to the Finns? It's quite an interesting one.
I met Liam Finn a number of years ago in New York. I didn't realize who he was or anything, really. I just met him through a mutual friend, another Kiwi, Mr. Dave Bench, down at a cafe in New York, and Liam and I just hit it off, really got on. We were in tears laughing at something dumb and hysterical, and ended up going back to his studio and getting really drunk and making a record that night till about 4 a.m. And we went out and continued partying, and we got back to his studio in the, you know, wee small hours of the morning as the sun was coming up, and listened back to the masterpiece we made, or so we thought. And it was a little sobering, actually, because we were convinced that we were geniuses and we'd made, which of course we are, but we were convinced that we'd made this masterpiece, and it was a bit sobering. But that's how we hit it off, and subsequently
his father decided, well, that seems like just the sort of person that I'd want to open for Crowded House at the Sydney Opera House.
That's it. Well, you know, I guess once they take you in the family, they really do. They take you in the family in all sense of the word, and it was. That, I mean, talking about privilege and joy, that was an all-time life highlight for me, opening for Crowded House at the Sydney Opera House in my hometown at an event that, you know, can only be described as certainly a national event for Australia, having Crowded House at the Sydney Opera House live on television 4 nights in a row. Unbelievable.
That's pretty sensational stuff, man.
Yeah, in front of 25,000 people on the Sydney forecourt of the Sydney Harbour, I was moved to tears every single night, actually, and it was always a different song a different Crowded House song that would bring it on, but once it got me going, I couldn't stop.
You also have the as you said, the most iconic scream in rock history involved.
I have. Mr. Jimmy Barnes is on the record as well. Sir Jim Barnes.
And that is an impressive roster. That's an impressive roster. And I was looking at something last night and said that you made it onto the 30 Years of Rage compilation disc. And I think if you're an Australian artist and you've made it onto the 30 Years of Rage compilation disc, you are an iconic Australian artist.
Well, I didn't realise that, actually. Is it on DVD?
No. Just it's a three CD set. But you made it on there. You're part of the last one, which I think it's 2007 to 2015 or something like that.
Fantastic. I had no idea. You just
check your royalties. Yeah. I'm going to play a song now, which is the song that features Connor Moccasin, Living Each Day.
Yep.
And we'll come back after that.
Great. You're a legend. Thank you.
Kieran J. Callanan. 2, 3, 4. Playing at the King's Arms on July 20th.
His daddy said on his deathbed, son, live each day. Or maybe he read it on a fridge magnet. Either way, he's gotta live each day. So he wrote up a list of people to thank. Live each day. Withdrew his savings from the National Bank. He's gotta live is lost. You better live each day like it is your last. Shrug off the urge to systematically kill. Go rollerblading around Beverly Hills. Live each day like it's your last. To dance. Live each day. Then hugged and kissed her when he got the chance. Live each day. Then he had a sandwich. Truly loved that sandwich. Like it was his last. You better live each day.
That's Living Each Day by Oh, there's Colin. There he is. I can hear that. Living Each Day featuring Colin Moccasin from Kieran J. Callanan. That's off the new album, Bravado. Are you there, Kieran?
Yes, indeed.
Are you there?
Yeah, right
there. Hey, so thank you very much for talking to us this morning. Tell us what's going to happen in the shows. Tell us what your enthusiastic performance will be happening. What's going to be happening there?
Well, nobody knows. Nobody knows what's happening at the shows, Mikey. They're a mystery.
That is enough of a reason to go, if you ask me. There's so little mystery in the world nowadays, Kieran.
Well, you know, exactly. We got to maintain a little bit. The shows have been pretty wild to date so far. We just did a big US tour up the West Coast, across the North to Canada, and over to the East, down the East Coast, before going to Europe. and the crowds are incredible. But especially once we got to London, and the songs of new songs have been coming out, and kids singing along every word to every song.
It's yes,
a beauty, a joy for me, really. And yeah. Yeah,
you know,
that's it. Touring everywhere is fun.
You know what, Kieran? I'm a big fan of free thinkers and enthusiastic participators doing well. So I wish you all the very best.
I appreciate that.
And I look forward to seeing you here in Auckland when you play at the King's Arms on the 20th of July. Thank you very much for talking to us this morning, and all the very best for the new record, Bravado.
Thank you very much. Come say good day.
I will come say good day, Aussie Cobber.
You, Mikey, and to anyone listening, come say hello. I appreciate that.
Thank you, Kieran. Thanks for talking to us.
Okay. Thanks, mate. See ya.
Here's another track by Kieran. This is Down to Hang featuring James Chance. 9:22 on BFM. Rob's next.
We've been speaking. Our world is an ocean away. But when I arrive, yeah, we're gonna hang. I'll wear my birthday noose. To the chair in front of the squad, strapped in, scared, electrocutes. Yeah, we're gonna meet up because she's down to hang. Like gliders in the sky, she is down to hang. Or sneakers on a wire, she is down to hang. Wet towel on the floor, not drying at all, she is down to hang. A red wine on my nail, public display, she is down to hang. Like a Pablo Picasso or a Vincent Van Gogh, she's down to hang. Punching bags, beat in a gym, she's down to hang. Like puppets on a puppet string, she is down to hang. A chandelier, a political career, she is down to hang. Fresh load of whites on the washing line, she is down to hang. And coat on the back of a rack, she is down to hang. And Malibu in the 60s, she is down to hang. Peking ducks at the Chinese buffet, she is down to hang. Like a greenhouse full of ferns, she is down to hang. Or a disco ball in the dancing hall, she is down to hang. A carcass in the butcher's fridge, she is down to hang. An asphyxiated man with a belt and a fanny, stick in his hand, she's down to hang. Like Jesus, she's down to hang. Shining sea, I count the flags I see. There's something in the open air, fear is popular here. When we last spoke, the wine was loose, our voices scrambled as eggs. But I understand she has a plan, she intends to install hooks in the wall, mats on the floor and toys in her drawer, that's not all. When I return, she's down to hang. No, I am down to hang, cause she is down to hang. God, she is down to hang like Jesus. Now I'm hooked. She turns me on like a remote control. Like Jesus.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.